الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الذي اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله رحمة للعالمين وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah my khutbah will be about spirituality. When we look at the society, we find that there are many understandings and definitions and experiences when it comes to spirituality. There are those who believe it is a relationship with God, those who believe that it is to resist materialism and consumerism, those who believe it is an inner peace, those who believe it's retreating from the world, and there are so many. And you will find there are many understandings to one thing called spirituality. So of course, when there are many definitions, it will create confusion. And when we are confused and we don't really know what this spirituality is all about, then it will be a guesswork. We're trying to be spiritual, because nowadays it's very fashionable. Whoever you talk to, I want to be spiritual. We ought to be spiritual. We should be spiritual. Those who are religious and those who are not. Spirituality has become a fashionable word to be used. So while it is spread in the society and on our tongues, yet you will find there is a confusion. How do we get there? And it becomes, to be spiritual becomes a guesswork. For us, spirituality is very clear. Islam offers us a clear definition. It is to connect and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to struggle against forgetting Him. As simple as that. Connecting and remembering and making sure that God Almighty and His light will be ever present in our memory, in our conscience, and in our heart as much as we can. So we also know that to do that, it requires, which I'll come later on in the khutbah, how do we reach and how do we develop and what type of spirituality. But before I proceed, I like to pose a question that I find myself sometimes have to answer. Why spirituality is important? Why do I have to worry about it? Because we said we're not going to succumb to the fashion and to what's out there, but we as believers, why spirituality is very important for us? Do we need it? The first, the one the Quran talks about, ثُمَّ سَوَّهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ, talking about the human species, Adam عليه السلام and the progeny of Adam, that Allah has ثُمَّ سَوَّهُ, that He has formed him to what he has been created for and blown into him from his spirit. So there is an existing part of who we are, that spiritual component, that element that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blown into us, and that element will continuously be aching to connect with its creator. There is a longing and there is a yearning process. And that's why you'll find a lot of people, there is a force that within them, and they still don't, unless you are guided by Islam and by the book and by what we know, you don't know. There's something inside of you wants to reach out to connect with something, but we don't know what it is unless you are lighted by Islam. And here Allah is telling us that is the spiritual component, that is the spirit of God in each one of us. So there is something that is, we can say, nagging, or something that is forcing us to attend to and to search for and try to connect it with its creator. it cannot be ignored. The second thing that we all know that life, we as a human being, we are facing temptations and whims and desires. All you have to do, look at the news recently and you will find there so many stars have fallen in the political arena, like our governor and his relationship with his mate. You will find in the world of sports, like Tiger Woods, in the world of financial, this IMF president, and the list can go on. Temptations are so powerful, and that's why the Quran says, "Ara'ayta man takhada ilahu hawa." Do you see the one who is taking his whim and desire as God? Look to the way the Quran has ascended, how powerful these forces are. And the Quran said, "Kalla innal insana yatgha an ra'ahu istaghna." Nay, the human being will transgress when he or she thinks that they are self-sufficient. When we think facing these temptations and these forces alone will be deceiving ourselves. Are we going to self-sufficient, self-rely on what we have? Is not enough. Whether we like it or not, we are cautioned in that struggle to overcome temptations and desires. You need the support of God. You need to be connected to God. You need spirituality. Then we also know, when we talk about connecting with God and remembering God, there is another aspect that comes with such a spirituality, with such a relation, is a meaning of this life. And there is a hereafter. How many people you've heard and we've heard, and at times we ourselves wondered that, you know, you find people searching to meaning to life. What is this all about? Or am I just like the rest of the animals? I eat and I drink and I struggle for resources and so on. And people feel empty, feel lost. Whereas we know that when we are connected, when we have the relationship with Allah, it gives a purpose for us. There is a purpose. Life is not in vain. No, there is a role for us to play. And in spite of all the challenges, the difficulties and injustice that you see, that's not the end of the world. There's another life after. So we find spirituality, it adds an inner peace. It gives purpose of life, a purpose for us, and it reminds us of the hereafter. So we will find these things that I've listed. If there are any reason for us to seek spirituality, I believe these can trigger and make us realize that we ought to take spirituality more serious. So the definition of spirituality is clear. Why we need spirituality is very clear. What are the challenges? What do we have to deal with? Number one is we forget. We are a creature that forgets. We all know, so I will not dwell on it. We are reminded by the Quran, by the teaching of the Prophet, and we look at our life, we forget so many things. Some of them are so important, but we tend to forget. Another important thing that also it is a challenge, we're very busy. You are a student, you are dealing with schools and homework and all the things that come with it, and you will talk to our children, they're so busy, and sometimes you wonder what you're busy about, but in their mind, in their world, they're very busy. For us, you have the family and you have the work and you have the bills and you have the politics and you have the friends you have to attend to and so on and so forth. You will find yourself very busy, and that consumes us. It takes a lot from us, make us, you know, be overwhelmed, be forgetful, busy. Another important thing that I see it more in the 20th century and the 21st century is there is something that within us, it is wanting more. There are so many campaigns. Now you will find us, I have a car, I want a better car. I have a house, I want a bigger house. I want to remodel the house. I have a phone, I want the most recent phone. I have a clothes, I want the most fashionable. That wanting that is so powerful now, because all the campaign against us, campaign to make us always wanting, we are chasing something. We are continually trying to get something that consume us and consume our energy. And I'll come to that later why this is very important. So all these can drown, we can be drowned in it and can really consume our energy, consume our time as we are chasing for it and as trying to deal with it. So this is can be a barrier, can be between us and be more intense and more healthier spirituality. So for us again, brothers, what's the spirituality is connecting with God. Why do we need it? And some of the challenges that we all face. I'm sure you can, you might have your own list, it might be even greater, but this is a reality. The question is, how do I measure spirituality? How do I measure it? So I understand that's very important, and understand that it is vital for our life, but how do I measure it? How do I know how much of spirituality I have? Because it's very important. You gotta assess your spirituality, so in order for you to see what are you lacking and how hard you have to work to get the type of spirituality that you need. Brothers and sisters, more connected that we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more refined as individuals we are. So when we look at our character, for example, and I find in my character that I'm a person that I can't keep a promise, or I'm a person that you cannot trust, how can I claim that I'm spiritual, I'm connected with God Almighty, I remember Him, and I remember what stands, what that means, when I find that many flaws in my character? It means that I remember Him, but probably not as intense and not as often. In other words, means my spirituality is not active, because we know spirituality, if I remember Allah properly, then I would do as the Prophet said. If he truly believe, he's truly connected to God, then you would see it in his actions and or in her actions. So when we look at our character, we assess our character, and we see the flaws, means more flaws mean weaker spirituality. More refined we are as individuals, more spiritual that we can be. You will find, for example, if I am a person that I have feelings of hate, feelings of anger, I'm always hateful, I'm always resentful, I'm always angry at people, then that means, again, I have to assess. I can be close to God Almighty and have that peace and that tranquility when I'm hateful, for example. When we look at our actions, we're supposed to be, our actions supposed to be positive, supposed to bring benefits to people. When it is the other way around, something wrong with my spirituality, it's weak. So without going any further, assessing ourselves, being character, being feelings, being actions, can tell us more or less on the Richter scale where our spirituality is. More refined we are, higher our spirituality, more intense and more active. More flaws we will find means it is weak. How do we strengthen the spirituality? We understand now how to measure it, how important it is. How do we strengthen it? How do we make it an intense and active spirituality that can impact who we are? Again, Islam produces for us a lot of acts of worship. We all know them, the five prayers, Friday, fasting, giving, reciting Quran, doing tasbih. There are plenty of, we don't need to reinvent the wheels, are available to us. But the challenge that we find that when these become routine, they become more mechanical. I go up and down, I give the money, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, I do about a couple of thousand, subhanAllah, I read the Quran very quick, all this becomes mechanical, and instead of them being a spiritual exercise, they become a physical exercise, or mechanical exercise, because become routine. And this is something that we have to watch carefully. Throughout the day, as I'm living up to and I'm performing these acts of worship, I should ask myself, are they spiritual exercise? Have I connected with God? Is that memory of Him became more intense, then becomes more active or not? And there's another way. There are plenty of signs around us. The sun rises, the sun sets. The moon is up there. The mountains, the birds, when they fly, all these are signs. If I am alert and I seek that spiritual experience, I will find it. But I have to be alert. I have to be cognizant of the need for me to develop that intense and that active spirituality. So these are some of the things. And each one, there's no formula that fits each one of us. Each one will have his or her own way, which triggers the most, which can really touches you, it touches the depth of your spirituality. That's up between you and your experience, but these are acts that are available that we can use, inshallah. Now it is, I hope now we can see what is spirituality for us, why it is important, the challenges that we face, and how do we strengthen it. So you see, brothers and sisters, it is not few moments of ecstasy or few moments that I feel in the presence of God or I have a meaning to life, but it is something that is difficult, something that is intense, it is something that I have to develop. And what I need two things. Number one, I need a plan, which, you know, we'll leave it up to you, but we need something else. And that is captured in the story. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting with a group of companions. One of them was known to be very attentive, like the rest. His name was Hundula. And feeling, of course, you are in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ, and he's the best in helping us to ascend and to reach high level of spirituality. The message of God, the best to humanity, of course. So Hundula left, beautiful feeling, closeness to Allah, the connection with Allah. He goes home to life, attending to his children, to his wife, to life. And he noticed something, that there is a difference between the two experiences. When he was in the presence of the Prophet, he finds this high spirituality. When he engaged life, which is normal, which is halal, you find that he felt, yes, he was still remembering Allah, but not at the same intensity. So he went back. He was so worried because he kept calling himself, I'm a hypocrite. Nafaqa hundula. He came to the Prophet and told the Prophet what happened. The Prophet told him, sa'a fa sa'a. Be aware. Plan your time. There is a time for this, to engage. This is part of our life. Islam doesn't call us to exclude and to withdraw from life. No. You engage and you do all the halal and all the good things that Allah has allowed for us. And the Prophet said, when you do it out of sincerity and heeding Allah, it is part of spirituality. But that level that Hundula was talking about, you need a special time for that. In other words, the Prophet was telling him, manage your time and plan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ادعوا الله. الحمد لله الذي كتب على نفسه الرحمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, as you heard in the first khutbah, to develop a spirituality that is intense and active, it requires hard work. That's why the Prophet ﷺ talked about jihad al-nafs, to struggle from all within, to put all the resources that are available to you to be able to reach such high level and intense and active spirituality. Because only that type of spirituality can impact life in the way that Islam wants us to impact it. And when we go to a doctor or someone comes to us and tells us about there is a sickness or something that can be fatal, what do? We rush and we try to figure out what are the solution or solutions, whether it is medication or exercise or what have you, or diet, but it's comprehensive to make sure that the sickness is not fatal or doesn't damage our way of life. I can't think more or something can be greater than spirituality unless we attend to it, unless we really produce it in the way we heard. I am, as the Quran cautioned us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا, to a state of success, those one who purify it, and a state of darkness, and to a failure, those who corrupt it. Corrupting ourselves and purifying ourselves is our struggle, and we need to make sure spirituality is there to help us to fulfill and help us to succeed. And on one hand, this is, I hope, inshallah, today we all remember how hard it is, how important it is to develop such a spirituality. On the other hand, we always talk among ourselves, what can we offer America? There are many things we can offer our nation, but I believe one of the gifts that we can offer our nation is spirituality, is our understanding and experience of spirituality. Not to withdraw with life, not to divorce life, but to engage in life, yet to engage it in a way that everything is influenced by the light of our spirituality, by our closeness, and as we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that type of spirituality is needed, and that spirituality can help not only us, our family, but I believe it can help our nation at large. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts, to strengthen our faith. We pray to Him to give us the energy and the resources that we need to become more spiritual. Let us pray to Allah to make us among those who follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he became the epitome of spirituality. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to purify our souls and our heart and our conscience. And let us pray to Him to make us among those who can be a good example for humanity. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله أقم الصلاة.